Nature. Salvia's territory is mountainous, often harsh and wild, crossed by long and inaccessible valleys. The geomorphology of the place is the result of long geological processes, which particularly in this area have shown all their strength. Vallone Santa Lucia is a beautiful example of geological structures. Folds, faults, stratifications, and overturnings of the siliceous schist formation. A true paradise for geologists. The Vallone has a pine forest mixed with firs on both sides. Hornbeams, flowering ash and boxwood, the colours of the broom, valerian, and helichrysum stand out in spring. There is a strong presence of stone martins that often cross the road. While the yellow-bellied toad, a valuable amphibian, prefers the clear water of the stream, which, descending, meets several jumps to form small waterfalls up to the old mill, today a ruin camouflaged by the ivy that surrounds it. The Grotto dell'Angelo overlooks the Vallone, a natural ravine inside a crack in the rock, difficult to reach, where oxidation has given rise to the shape of an angel. Worthy of note, on the left of Vallone San Lucia is Serroni Mortizzo with a series of waterfalls and Varc di Palum, the gateway of doves, a natural drinking trough for birds placed between two slabs of rock. The highest part of the territory is represented by the massif of Monte Macchia Carrara, 1,065 metres above sea level. Covered in turkey oak and chestnut woods, with centuries-old specimens, holly, maple, and on the east side, broom. The turkey oak woods give birth to the prized porcini and the chanterelle, also called cockerel, which the population has wisely learned to conserve and taste. Hawthorn, blackthorn, dog rose, and orchids colour the Salvian meadows in the mountain spring under the vaulting of the red kite, the buzzard, and the kestrel. Below the village, there is a milder climate. The farmers cultivate French vines and Malsavia, from which they obtain an excellent wine, which in the past relieved the hard work of the fields. The olives, still pressed today in the traditional mill of the town, give a light and fragrant oil. On winter evenings, punctual as usual, the melandro echoes in the valley, accompanied by the dry sound of the clock bells. A little more than 2 kilometres from Savoia, between Monte San Salvatore and San Maria delle Grazie, the Tuorno torrent flows noisily.